It's a big weekend coming up at the University of Maine. On Friday night, the University of Maine's Sports Hall of Fame will induct a number of new members of the hall, including our next guest on the program. Played football, of course, for the University of Maine, went on to a nearly decade-long career in the National Football League. Mike DeVito joining us this afternoon on Downtown. And Mike, first of all, congratulations.
Hey, Rich, thank you so much, man. I appreciate you having me on the show. It really is an honor to get inducted into the Hall of Fame, and something I'm so grateful for, because, as you know, it's a school and it's an organization and a group of coaches and people that really care about you and gave me the opportunity to do the things I did and gave me the opportunity to meet my wife and meet my best friend. And so it's really, you know, I really owe the college so much, and it's just an honor to be recognized by them.
And when you're at Nauset Regional High School thinking about your future, obviously you didn't think you'd end up in anybody's Hall of Fame, perhaps, let alone the University of Maine. What was the National Football League even a dream? What did you hope to do when you were out there playing for Nauset?
It's funny, Rich. So when I was coming out my senior year, I'd gotten minimal interest recruiting-wise from some smaller Division I AA schools. Really, obviously, Maine with the most interest. But then West Point had interest in me and brought me in on a recruiting trip, and I almost decided to go there. And I remember I went out there and saw those kids at 18 years old doing the military stuff and thinking, you know, I can't do this. This is too tough. And I remember telling my dad, listen, I'm going to go to Maine. I want to play football at Maine. And he was so disappointed that I didn't go to West Point and join the military. He said, you know what? If you don't join the military, you better play in the NFL. And so I had no choice coming out. But it was either join the military, make the NFL, or feel the wrath of my old man. And so, it really was an amazing journey. And I credit I have to give credit to Coach Cause, Coach Commission, guys that really helped me, grow up from a boy to be a man and taught me everything on the field, but then so much more about life off the field and how to do life well. And so forever grateful for those guys.
Mike, one of the highlights of the great night we had down in Portland back in May honoring Coach Cosgrove was your speech talking about your experiences, and you told a great story about Cos coming for his visit with you in high school. Can you pass that story along here this afternoon?
Yeah, Rich, it was so funny. So like I said, I wasn't getting recruited by anybody. I was getting minimal interest, but, University of Maine calls and says, hey, Coach Cosgrove, the head coach, is coming down with Jeff Cole to see you. And I remember thinking I got a little bit cocky, talking to my buddies like, hey, head coach is coming down, check me out, we'll see what he wants, like being really, really cocky and, but just excited that the head coach was coming down. And I remember sitting there and, him saying, we came down here, this was an important trip for us. And I remember thinking, wow, this is incredible. And I was like, yeah, coach, and he's like, honestly, it's really important trip because I came down here to check out the beach. He's like, I came down here to show Jeff Cole the ocean, and you happen to be on the way. You happen to give us a reason to come down and do it. So we always laugh about that because the biggest reason Coach Cos came down there was to go check out the beach in Cape Cod, Massachusetts, and I was kind of the afterthought. But funny story, but in all seriousness, obviously he gave me a chance when nobody else would and allowed me to make the most of it.
He also shared the story of you very early on in your Jets career, uncertain if you were going to get any opportunities and whether Coach Rex Ryan liked you, and Coach Cos had some pretty good advice for you.
Yeah, Coach has always been so encouraging for me. And coming into the NFL, it's really a totally different world, Rich, as you know. I talked about University of Maine and the climate and just the organization and group of people that has your back and wants you to do well. And you recognize quickly in the NFL that that's not the case. In the NFL, it's very much, you're going to perform and do well on Sunday or you're out of here, because everybody's trying to put food on their table. This is everybody's livelihood. And if you don't benefit the team, then you're going. And so I remember thinking, man, I don't know if these coaches like me. I don't know if these players like me. And Coach Cos telling me, listen, Mike, what's not to like? I remember him saying, you work hard, you put your head down, you grind, you have the right attitude. He's like, you have what it takes to do it. So just have confidence in that. And really coming in, Rich, that's what allowed me to separate myself from the other guys. I didn't have the talent. I didn't really have the ability. But I just tried to outwork everybody. And I know it's cliche, but it really works. So that allowed me the opportunity, that lunch pail mentality that we learn at the University of Maine, that you cultivate there, and that philosophy of just toughness, hard work, head down, don't ask questions, don't pause any raise any red flags, just grind day in and day out. And that's what allowed me to separate myself and make the team. And I owe that to Coach Goss and that philosophy that he brings up there at Black Bear Nation.
Well, you had one of the most productive and lengthy careers in the National Football League of any former Black Bear, and you've been so generous with your time since you moved back to the area in working with this new group of Bears and being up at the university and encouraging them. You're up there cheering them on Pro Day. Why is it so important for you to give back to the Bears?
Oh, man, just because, Rich, they've given so much to me. Obviously, like I said, you know, I wouldn't have been anywhere without this program, without Coach Goss and this team, and now to be able to be back and plug in, because you know that time I'm in the NFL, we're playing at the same time, so I don't always know the players. I don't always know what's going on with the school. So now to be here full time, being able to plug in, being able to learn about the guys, their backgrounds, and about the program and where it's at now and how far it's come in the 9 years, 10 years that I've been away, it's really been exciting, and it allows me to keep a foot in the game. You know, it allows me to kind of keep the door open a little bit, be around the game. And it gives so much back to me because without it, you know, I think I'd just be at home staring at the walls. But, you know, the University of Maine has given me an opportunity again to come back up, to be a part of it. Coach Harris Simiak, Coach Heatherman kind of giving me an all-access pass there to be in meetings and work with the guys. And so it's really been an honor and been a lot of fun.
Mike, also part of the broadcast crew for Black Bear Sports Properties and the TV broadcast, including the game with Bryant this Saturday that you'll be doing with Dan Hannigan. You're one of the rotating co-hosts of The Drive over across town on 92.9 The Ticket. What do you think of this foolish broadcasting business after some time working at that?
Rich, it's so funny because when you're playing, you kind of think, oh, look at the media guys. You know, they come in, they ask questions. They're drinking coffee, hanging out. And then you get on the other side and you recognize how difficult it is and how much work goes into it. I mean, I listen. It's funny because I remember last year, and I've told you the story before, I listened to the first game with you and Bob to say, okay, you know, what goes into it? Everybody's saying these guys are gold standard. You got to listen to them. Man, Rich, I listen to you guys. It's fantastic. And the information that you guys bring up and it's just, you make people want to listen in to what's going on, and you paint that picture. And then I recognize how hard it is to do that. I mean, I don't know who's making the decisions over there, but I could not believe they asked me to come back to do it. But it really is an honor. It's a lot of hard work. I have a ton of respect for what you guys do. I think it's funny when I see guys like Romo and getting these positions right away, and they're expecting these guys to come in and be all-stars, and I think it's a harsh reality when you realize, listen, just because you play the game, this is a totally different set of skills. This is a totally different talent, and it doesn't mean because you played it, you're naturally going to be good at this. So it's been a humbling experience, but I've been grateful for it.
Well, Mike, I can say personally, and I've told you this before, but it was a privilege to call every one of your games in your great career at the University of Maine, and I'm honored to have the chance to introduce you for the Hall of Fame induction on Friday night.
Rich, I really appreciate that, man. It's been an honor to get, you know, obviously we worked together when I was up here as a player, but now to get to know you and all the work that you do, I'm obviously grateful for it. And Friday night should be fun. It's actually the first time my family's going to be back in town since the last time I played New Hampshire. So I'm excited for them to be up here together and get to celebrate this time. And don't haze me too bad up there.
we'll treat you right, Mike. We appreciate it, as always, having you on. We look forward to seeing you Friday night up at the university.
Excellent, Rich. Thank you so much, man. I appreciate it.